The temptation of Jesus. Remember the story in the Bible of Satan's efforts to tempt Jesus? When Jesus had fasted for many days, preparing to accomplish his greatest works, Satan tried to distract him with ideas of material gain, saying words to this effect: "You're supposed to be a son of God, and you're hungry? So if God loves you, certainly you can turn these rocks into food." If Jesus had been a materialist, he might have agreed and used his powers for personal sense gratification. In more recent times, communists also exploited this approach, saying to hungry people, "So, you are spiritual, then pray to your God for bread." Then they would provide bread from the market, saying, "Here, now where is your God? Who is your real well-wisher?" If we give priority to material life, we can easily become distracted, because temptations will bewilder us over and over again. But Jesus was not upset by his situation in the desert, nor was he disturbed by the devil's temptations. He did not seek mystic powers, but instead offered himself unconditionally to the Lord without expectation of reward. Consequently, he was unmoved by Satan's admonitions. Accounts of the temptations of spiritual masters can serve as examples to prepare us for our own trials and to teach us how to remain calm and steady in happiness or distress. When we can remain equipoised in all situations, we no longer need to be tested, and the Lord will place us in more pleasing circumstances. However, if we keep finding ourselves in painful circumstances, suffering from intense loneliness, for example, then we should understand that we have not resolved certain entrenched negative patterns. Normally, we notice what we lack. We think, "Lord, I've been fasting, I've been praying, I've been crying my eyes out. When are you going to notice me? You can tell that my eyes are red, my voice is choked up, and my knees are sore. How long does it take you to give me what I want?" The thought never crosses our minds that the Lord might be giving us what we need, even though it may not be what we desire. Our lack of gratitude only prolongs our suffering. We should try to discover the Lord's mercy in all our circumstances, however difficult they may be. He is offering us an opportunity to grow.